Charles Haley joining us on Sports Byline. He has been voted into the College Football Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. Came out of James Madison University. He was drafted in the fourth round by the San Francisco 49ers. And here is a great trivia answer for you. He is the only player in NFL history to have been on five Super Bowl winning teams, number 23 and 24 with the 49ers, and numbers 27, 28, and 30 with the Dallas Cowboys. Charles, when you take a look at James Madison University, a lot of people are probably saying, what the heck, where the heck is it? Tell everybody.
Well, James Madison is in Harrisonburg, Virginia. It's right, it's about 30, 40 minutes away from UVA and about 2.5, 3 hours from Virginia Tech. It is a powerhouse. JMU Dukes, you know, hey, you know, we only had one goal, to be great. And, you know, and we tried to achieve that. We didn't have winning records most of the time, but, you know, we went out and competed against everybody.
How did you end up at James Madison? Why there?
Well, I only had two choices. It was either Liberty or James Madison University. And then when Liberty was 30 minutes from my house, and I wanted to get just a little bit away from my mama because, you know, she's a mean. So, you know, I didn't want to. Want her coming up there, pop me upside the head. I figured that, you know, that 4-hour drive would keep her away for a little bit.
Did you ever think that you had a chance to play in the NFL? And if so, when did that come into your thinking?
Well, I never saw it. I never felt it because, you know, I was at James Madison, a small university. I didn't realize that kids from small universities make it into the NFL. And you know, the 49ers, they came down and they went to UVA, and somebody told them they need to go across the mountain to this kid named Charles Haley, number 87. And so they came, Bill McPherson and Tommy Hart came. They worked me out. I ran a 40 twice. They gave me $20, and I heard nothing from them. And then the Giants, they sent a plane ticket down for me to come up. They did a sidebacks on me. Nobody spoke to me. They said thank you. The trainer said thank you. They put me back on the plane. That was the end of my, you know, being courted by the NFL. So I didn't hear anything else until draft day. So when draft day came, you know, I had an agent, and he said, yeah, we heard that you're going to get drafted, blah, blah, blah. So the second round went, the third round. So I just left and went to the movie theater. Me and my girlfriend and then my wife, we went to the movies, and somebody came down, got me, said the 49ers just drafted you. So That's how I got into the NFL.
Tell me about the first time you met Bill Walsh.
Hey, you know, it ain't Bill Walsh. He's a great Bill Walsh, man. You know, hey, I you know, Bill to me, Bill was a father figure to me. You know, he helped me grow more as a man than anybody I know. And, you know, he was a blessing, you know, and the worst thing ever happened, you know, I was finally trying to make strides in my life and through his tutelage, and then, you know, 2 years in, he retires, man. We win the Super Bowl. You know, I kind of wish that we didn't win because he was still been coaching, but it didn't happen like that. You know, he did so much. He did so many great things for me. I can't even tell you all things. You know, he followed me my whole career. He called me weekly. You know, when I got through, he called me, helped me get a job. You know, he was instrumental in my life, man. You know, I you know, the guys that took opportunity to get to know me, and then, you know, the ones that know your family, he knew my mom's name, you know, and so for me, you know, I made a decision from that day on that I would run through hell, high water, run through brick walls for that man, because you know what, he did the little things, and that's what matters, you know, and the only other coach that ever did that was Charles McMillan, my college coach, and Barry Switzer, the coach for the Cowboys.
Charles, one of the things that I think made the 49ers special, and it was really three things. One was Bill Walsh, of course, because he gave the franchise kind of a face and, of course, a new direction with that West Coast offense. But also the assistant coaches, because invariably they become really important to the overall running of a professional team. And then the third thing was Eddie DeBartolo. But let me ask you about the assistant coaches that you played with. How significant were they in the development of Charles Haley as a dominant player in the NFL?
Well, Tommy Hart and Bill McPherson and George Seifert as a coordinator. George Seifert was a detail guy. He made us go over every detail. So, you know, I thank him for that part because He made me look at every aspect. Bill Walsh, Bill McPherson taught me how to study film. Tommy Hart taught me technique. You know, those guys instilled in me what hard work and dedication would do. And then the greatest thing was the players that I played with. They had heart. They had willingness to go through the fire. And then those that didn't go through the fire got burnt up, you know. But I had great players to emulate. And that was the key. That was the key.
One of the things that I've always said, and it's been confirmed by a couple of the 49ers, but I'm going to ask you the same question, is that part of the greatness of the 49ers during those years in which they were winning five Super Bowl championships was really what came out of the locker room. I know that Ronnie Lott said to me at one time, he said, when we had a young player come onto the team, if anything happened that was not the 49er way, we went up to him. It was the locker room that kind of disciplined the player. Am I correct in that observation?
Players police players. That has always been the winning teams, the players police the players. When a head coach got to do everything, then it's only a matter of time before you self-destruct, because you start tuning people out. But when players either listen to me, or when we go out to practice, you put that face in the dirt, and then they realize, guess what, I better start listening and pick up my game.
Also, when you look at the assistant coaches that you had, how green were you when you came into the NFL? I mean, how polished were you compared to the Charles Haley at the end of his career that was so dominating?
Oh God, I had no skill set. All I had was I could run. I could run like a deer, run all day, but I had no skill set. That's why I said Tommy Hart taught me technique, and then the mental part. Then Bill Walsh, the one thing he told me, he's a Charles. He said, hey, I know you're running to this guy. I know you'll make a tackle. He said, but you know what? I want smart football players. I want smart football players that are not going to do dumb things. So that's when I learned to pay attention to detail. And you know what made Bill great to me? He was the only coach that I ever had that left it up to me to make decisions. Coaches tell you what to do all the time. Bill Walsh would say, well, these are your choices, And then, most of the time I picked the wrong one. Then, I told Coach Walker, why the hell didn't you just pick it for me? And he goes, well, hey, if you would have asked me, I would have told you which one, but you didn't ask, so I didn't suggest.
Charles Haley has joined us on Sports Byline. He's been voted into the College Football Hall of Fame, but also had a fine NFL career over 12 years, winning five Super Bowl championships, two with the 49ers, three with the Dallas Cowboys. Charles, everybody always talks about the dominant offenses that the 49ers had, but they don't give enough credit to the defenses. From a player's perspective, how good were you guys collectively defensively?
Hey, I don't know how we rank, but all I know is that we protected the league. When we got a lead, hey, we didn't give it up. And we had a bunch of guys. Ronnie was the heart and soul of that defense, man. And, we get in the huddle, man, and somebody ain't paying attention. He slapped you upside the head. You think your neck broke, So, we paid attention to detail. We were not the most athletic defense. But, we outworked everybody. We worked smart, and we worked hard. And we were dedicated to each other. And those are the things that you pass down to the next generation. And so when we're the Cowboys, that's the kind of work ethic that we had to, instill. I thank God, I tell people all the time that, I know God exists because, he took me from Gladys, Virginia, across the country to one of the greatest franchises in the history of the NFL. And then when things went wrong there, they sent me to the second greatest franchise in the history of football. So, I know God has been guiding my steps.
We'll talk about the Cowboys in the next segment, but the one thing that I thought was so good about the 49ers defense that, as I said, was overshadowed by their offense and Montana and Jerry Rice and Steve Young was the fact that you all collectively, the chemistry between the defensive line and the linebackers, the defensive line and the secondary, the collective unit of 11 players was very, very unique. What is it that people don't understand or appreciate about how the chemistry was on that defensive unit?
Hey, we were unselfish, man. We didn't care about who's making money. All we believed in, we had a great leader. You keep thinking about defense. You have to look at the leader. Bill Walsh, man, the thing that he did, he team look like we're family. You know, he didn't talk about teams or individual players. He talked about families, and this is what happens in a family. Sometimes you have dysfunctional families, and sometimes you have functional families. You know, and he said, whatever the problem is, we fix it within the family. You know, one of the things he always said was, it's us against the world. It's everybody here, he said, everybody here is the same. He never put himself on a pedestal. He said, we're all the same. We all live together, feast together, or we all die together. So those are the things that he instilled.
Charles Haley with us on Sports Byline. We'll take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the owner of the 49ers and his time with the Dallas Cowboys. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.